A Moment in Time is presented by author and motivational speaker Simona Watts.
Out of all the battles that he had fought, this was sure to be a first. Never before had they taken this strategy, but he was confident in the new approach and hoped his men shared the same confidence. When they finally reached the edge of the gorge, he had the commander of the army call the men to a halt. For a moment, he just looked at them, amazed at their bravery and their faith. He gave them several words of encouragement and then commanded his vast army to lift up their instruments for battle. He quickly said a silent prayer, thanking the Lord for his protection, and then gave the signal for the men to attack. At this gesture, the men who were aligned in the front lines began to sing in perfect harmony. Their voices rose up to the heavens in the most melodious of tones as they sang praises to their God. The rest of the men who were lined up behind them also contributed to this joyful noise, some by the beating of the drums, others by the blowing of the ram's horn, and still others through their baritone and tenor voices. It was a concert like no other. But when he glanced down into the open field, he noticed something strange. The three nations that had united to battle against them were no longer united. Instead, they were in mass confusion, attacking each other. It was a brutal sight, yet an amazing victory. A battle in which they had to do nothing. That is, nothing but praise. As he stood silent in total and complete awe at what just had happened, God whispered in his ear, "Jehoshaphat, didn't I tell you that you wouldn't have to fight?"
For more information about Simona Watts and her book, Trusting When It Doesn't Make Sense, visit WJOU.org. A Moment in Time is brought to you by Thomas Electric and Praise 90.1 FM.